Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to the hottest show on the radio. That's right. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And yes, you're listening to Blind and Beyond. And if you're listening to Blind and Beyond the first time and you want to know what this is all about, stop right there. Don't turn any more dials. If you're listening in the car, don't turn any more dials. We say we're the, well, let's say we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's right. We happen to be the only, listen to this, we happen to be the only commercial talk show radio in the world for the visually impaired, blind, as well as we welcome the sighted folks listening to our radio show. That's right. 30% of our audience is sighted. That's right. And they tell us, as of last February, we're 1.5 million. So right now, we should be hitting around 2 million right now. And we'll be advertising starting in, well, next week. We start advertising around the country and marketing Blind and Beyond. So then we know we're going to pick up a lot more listeners. And don't forget, like we said, we'll be doing the eclipse. August the 8th is the eclipse.
April.
In April the 8th, we're doing the eclipse. And we're doing also on May 26th, we're doing the Indianapolis Raceway. That's right, the Indianapolis 500 Raceway, we've been told. We're going to be doing that. So we'll be doing the interviewing for the race. We'll be doing the race itself, the last 15, 20 minutes of the race. And the winner's circle. We'll be doing a lot of things from that show, as well as interviewing Dan Parker. He's the young man who's the blind race car driver, and he'll be there. And we'll be doing a lot of things at Indianapolis Raceway. So we hope you'll be there May 26th and listen to the show. So right now, before we go any further, let me introduce you to tonight, the players. First of all, I got to introduce my beautiful co-host, my, what can I say, the smart one in the family, my beautiful co-host, my wife, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here. Thanks for the
Woohoo!
Yeah, the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're so happy you're with us today.
And all the way from Fern Rock, Fern Park, and all those ferns. That's right. Our co-host, David Hildebrand. Are you there, David?
I am indeed. Good evening, everybody. Good to be here.
Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah, exactly. Happy St. Patty's Day. It's fun to be here on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. And I got to introduce this person. And listen to this one. She's our guest tonight. A very special guest. She even brought her sidekick with her. First of all, it's our granddaughter, all the way from Philadelphia, PA. Haley, are you there?
I am here. I am enjoying the warm weather.
And what about your sidekick? Where is she?
My sidekick, my daughter. She is almost four. Eliana is right here.
Ellie, big
hi,
Ellie. Ellie, say hello.
Actually, Haley was on the air with us a few times over the years, if you think about it.
Where's Ellie?
Right here.
She want to talk?
Right there. Nope. Okay.
She doesn't want to talk. Okay. She doesn't want to talk. She always talks. This time she doesn't want to talk.
They don't talk.
Okay.
All right. Let's do some show.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Chris Shaw.
Oh, yeah.
Got to introduce Chris Shaw, the one, the only. Without him, there's no radio because he's the one pushing those buttons, turning those dials. And are you there, Chris?
Get out of here. Who is that guy? I don't know who that guy is. Nah.
Yeah. Good evening there, Mr. Shaw.
Top of the great evening to you, and definitely to you.
Ah,
howdy, ha, ha, ha.
Good to hear you, man.
Likewise.
Let's do some shout-outs, Michael.
Yes, let's do some shout-outs. First of all, we want to give our condolences, our deep condolences, to the Chris Shaw family, who had a funeral this past couple days. Nakia lost her uncle. Did I say it right, Chris?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. No, I mean about Nakia's, her uncle.
Yes, it was her uncle.
Right. Okay.
Sure, sorry, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, we did the Happy St. Patrick's Day already. Let's see. Did you want to give us? You wanted to give a shout out here, Haley.
Oh. Ray and her husband Jerry. Hey. They are listening. They are from Philadelphia as well.
There you go. And they've been on the air, too, you know, over the years.
Okay.
I have to remind everybody, we're going into our ninth year, so we have a history here with family being on the air with us. All right, let's see. I'm going to give just a few. Chris, did you have that St. Patrick's Day intro music, or you don't?
Yeah, I got it. I'm sorry.
Okay,
got it.
We just hear a little drop of it, and then I'll do some shout-outs.
Get us in the St. Patty's mood.
Yeah.
Get us in the St. Patty mood?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Just the first one.
All right, well, here we go.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
I like that.
Yeah, I found some good ones this year.
Good so, thing you couldn't see me dancing the jig with that one.
David, Are you getting ready to go to the big dance? I call it the big dance. When you're going to go to solar eclipse in Indiana? He's going to go to Indiana.
That's all that Brendan and I can talk about right now. We are very excited about it, and we're battening down the details, but it's going to be lots of fun, very interesting, and something totally different. So I mean, it's a wonderful opportunity, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we start advertising it next week on the radios around the country, when we do the Indianapolis Raceway, which you'll be there in May.
I will.
We'll be doing a whole lot of marketing and advertising around the country. A whole lot.
That's the word on the street. Tactile Solutions.
We're partners with Tactile Solutions Engineering, Tactile Engineering. And with their help, we'll do a great job for the show, Indianapolis 500.
David, maybe you could describe in 20 words or less what you'll be doing there.
Well, first of all, and certainly 30 words or less anyway. But with the Cadence tablet, you're able to actually feel graphics and letters and stuff on the Braille type of display. So we're going to be able to actually touch the total solar eclipse on this device, which is amazing. And I've checked it out before, and so it's I'm really excited to see how they're going to.
Tactile Engineering sending something up in space.
Yeah, well, one of them will be our Blind and Beyond radio show bracelet, because he asked for something teeny, light.
Yeah, so we're putting it on bracelets.
Oh, thank goodness. That means they're not sending me up then. I was a little worried there for a second.
I have to give you the bracelet, David, so you can take it with you.
Indeed, yeah. And hopefully sign some disclaimers, too. Going to send me up to space.
Oh, geez.
And then you'll be going into Indianapolis Raceway, and you'll be narrating it and telling us all about the race.
That's true, and how the Cadence tab is working with the race too, which is going to be fascinating. But yep, get to meet some drivers, and I'll certainly be doing some interviewing and bringing you the whole experience. Basically, of course, the eclipse. We're actually going to do it. We're having recording on the show. Blind and Beyond show is going to be on the 14th of April, Sunday, April 14th. That's a big one to listen to, and where we're going to play back what all happened with the eclipse. And of course, May, you got the Indy 500, actually on the day of the 500. So
yep.
It's going to be good.
That'll be live, yep.
Yeah, I'm ready.
So it's going to be a busy couple months, and we'll be doing a lot of advertising around the country and marketing for Blind and Beyond radio show, as well as Tactile Solution.
So it's only right.
That's so
spreading the good word.
That's the story. We're going to get a break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We will be right back. And what happened to our poem? She was supposed to do a poem.
Oh.
We have time for our poem before we go to break?
Yeah, we'll do it when we come back.
Okay. It gives us time to practice out.
Okay. Gonna go to break. Going to break. Don't go away. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Best Work Industries for the Blind, the largest employer of people who are blind or visually impaired in New Jersey, is dedicated to improving the quality of life for people who are blind by providing training and employment in a supportive work environment. Best Work's core competencies include textile and military apparel sewing and manufacturing, paper converting, packaging and light assembly, warehousing and distribution, kitting, document scanning, and digital imaging and e-commerce. Best Work is a registered federal DoD contractor, ISO certified, and is committed to delivering the highest quality products and services. What was once a small, self-sustaining manufacturing agency and employment program is transitioning into a full-service social enterprise that will soon offer low vision, assistive technology, and rehabilitative services to people who are experiencing vision loss. Learn more at www.bestworkindustries.org.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And the phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do since this is a talk show. Don't forget, we talk, you listen. You talk, we listen. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And Chris Shaw, I understand you have a shout out.
Yes,
you have a shout out.
Chris? Yes, sir. I have one shout out all the way up in Chicago. I have a little cousin who just turned 16 today on St. Patrick's Day. So I'm giving my cousin Maya a birthday shout out for her 16th birthday today. Happy birthday,
happy
Maya.
Birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Maya.
Happy birthday. Hey, can I give a quick shout out?
Oh, David, you didn't do your shout out.
You didn't do a shout out either.
No, I didn't get one either.
I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. I do want to say hello to my Pittsburgh clan there, friends in Pittsburgh, the Lake family, who I know have got a special St. Patty's Day party, and they're listening in. So that is extra cool. Of course, my friend Neville and our good friends up in Alabama at the Alabama Institute of the Blind.
All right.
There you go.
Okay, I'm up.
Okay, Lynn, you're up.
Okay, well, it's our pleasure to welcome back John Katz. And John is the president and CEO at Best Work Industries for the Blind in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Welcome, John.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome back, I should say. Yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
It's nice to have you back. So, John, you were here last month, and you told the audience, you explained that Best Work is the largest employer of people who are blind or visually impaired in all of New Jersey.
That's correct. Yeah, we currently employ almost 90 people in the state of New Jersey.
And also, you believe you're, besides Cherry Hill, you have another office, I believe, in Montclair?
Yeah, we're excited. We just opened up a satellite facility in Montclair, New Jersey. Currently employ 4 people there. And we're looking at, some other locations to expand up in northern New Jersey.
Can you tell us, John, when it all got started, when the your organization got going, and Just a little bit of background that some of the folks may not have heard about in the past.
Yeah, sure. We were founded in 1981 by a gentleman by the name of James Versace, who was blinded in combat in World War II. And historically, we've been a, you know, some people refer to as a cut and sew or textile apparel manufacturing facility. Our major lines of business are making uniform apparel items for the U.S. military. But we're expanding into new lines of business. We've launched an e-commerce business, which created two customer service jobs for people who are blind. We're doing kitting, packaging, and light assembly. And within the last month and a half, we have launched a document scanning and digital imaging business that we're trying to grow as well, because we realize that not everybody wants to sit behind a sewing machine or you know, do that line of work. We want to be able to offer other job opportunities.
True. And I would imagine that the document prep type stuff is probably pretty big with a lot of different company contracts. So,
John, can you go into more detail about the employment opportunities that you offer? So the people that are listening, maybe they, you know,
especially the ones in New Jersey.
Yeah, go into detail some of the opportunities.
Yeah, well, all of our opportunities are in New Jersey, Michael. Right now in Cherry Hill, we're predominantly a cut and sew facility. We employ probably close to 60 to 70 people who are blind doing, cut and sew. But we have people doing the document scanning and digital imaging. So they do the document preparation, and they also do in addition to the scanning, they do what they call indexing, which is how they file the documents. And you know, it's a really good line of work. We do a variety of kitting, packaging, light assembly products, everything from dustpans to dollies to fire rakes to decorative metal sets. And soon, things like weapons cleaning kit, all for the Government Services Administration or U.S. military. So there are a variety of products, but the good thing about those for people who are blind is they're replicable, they're scalable, and they're portable, meaning we can move them to other locations to grow and expand employment opportunities for people who are blind. So what we're trying to do to expand is bring the work to the people who are blind at locations, rather than trying to figure out how to get the people who are blind down to Cherry Hill.
It's true. The logistics can be tricky when the guys, when the blind folks can't drive.
Yeah. Well, you know, New Jersey has a pretty good public transit system, Access Link, but and I'm not throwing a stone at them by any means, but you know, like many places, they have capacity issues. You know, they only have so many drivers, only so many vehicles, and so transportation becomes a major challenge for people who are blind. Almost all of my people take public transportation. So if we can find pockets where we can, congregate the people who are blind, they can get easy access to those locations. Logistically, it makes more sense for me to bring the work to them.
I just think it's super cool that you're doing so much stuff with the military and the connection with how your organization got started was from a vet, So I can see the direct connection there, which is kind of extra special. I think a lot of people would want to, connect with a company that does all this stuff for the military.
I was just going to say, we also have several blind or visually impaired veterans that work for the organization. I'm a veteran myself, so I get a lot of satisfaction of knowing that we continue to support the warfighter with quality products that we manufacture. Nice.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's a good reason to be proud.
I was going to ask you, John. I mean, the jobs, they're not like packaging and light assembly. So they're not dangerous. They're not, you train people what to do.
Yeah, we have formal training programs, Lynn. So like any manufacturing facility, the safety of our employees is paramount. Safety is number one. We have a tremendous training program, our sewing training program, about 6 weeks. You know, almost all of our people on the sewing lines never had sewn before. You know, what they've learned, they learned through our training program. They love it. They're good at it. About 50% of them are men. So it's, you know, it's pretty amazing to watch that. But you know, then we also have a training program. We sent 8 people to a sister agency in Silver Spring, Maryland last year to get certified in the document scanning and digital imaging. And then, of course, we do the training for the kitting, packaging, and light assembly. So they're trained how to do it properly. They're trained how to do it ergonomically because we're concerned about that. And certainly, like I said, safety is paramount.
And so all your equipment is essentially accessible to blind folks. So
absolutely. Yeah, we have people who are trained to, you know, create jigs, fixtures, guides, templates to allow the people who are blind to do the work properly to meet the military quality standards, but also safely.
So folks that are looking for jobs, especially in up in New Jersey, now's the time to get in contact. Probably maybe not directly with John, but with his company anyway.
The best contact, they can reach out via email careers@bestworkindustries.org or just go to our website, www.bestworkindustries.org, and select careers.
That's always a good place to start, you know, checking out the website.
Absolutely.
You bring in a lot of folks from Philadelphia and bring them in?
Oh, that's a great question, Michael. Yes, we do. We bus in. We have 2 buses. We actually bus in about 24 people from Center City every day and then return them to Center City. And on that side of the river, they all use, you know, SEPTA primarily.
Wow.
When I was a manufacturer in the garment industry, we had a plant in 12th and I'm trying to remember. It was 12th Street. Right
in
off
Philadelphia.
Right off Spring Garden.
Okay.
12th and Callahill. And most of our people were Asian. And I know to this day there's quite a few people that are blind in that area, blind folks that are Asian that are, I'm sure, be interested in the Cherry Hill problem because to get there is not a big problem, I should say. I said to go to Cherry Hill is not a problem at all because I understand you picked them up or something in Center City.
Yeah, if we have people in Philadelphia that are listening, the greater Philadelphia area, and they can take SEPTA to our central location in Center City, we'll bus them over. I have people that come as far as Bucks County.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it just shows you got some great opportunities. So, and especially up in that area of the country, there are a lot of people that are sighted that do a lot of commuting. So the fact that you offer transportation that actually comes into the Center City is pretty amazing. So I give you a lot of credit because that is the hardest thing about getting a job.
Your facility in Montclair, what do you plan on doing there?
So in Montclair right now, we're doing kitting, packaging, light assembly. They're doing a variety of products up there for the General Services Administration doing packaging.
That's just for the government, though.
Yes. Yeah. We don't. Almost all of our contracts are government contracts, mostly with the Department of Defense, but some with the General Services Administration.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing I'd throw in, too, that really makes us attractive is, you know, we do pay at least minimum wage. We're a minimum wage employer, and we offer all of our employees, you know, full benefits. So, you know, we're not unlike any other, you know, manufacturer or employer. You know, all of our employees are treated equally and offered the same pay and opportunities and benefits.
Having benefits is huge, my friends. So you need to be contacting these guys, I would think.
So let's go over this. Let's go over this, folks. What you're listening to is Best Work Industry for the Blind. And they are looking for people. If you're looking for jobs, well, they're looking for you. Did I say that right, John?
Absolutely.
You're looking for people and they're looking for jobs. That's what it's all about.
It's a match.
So it's a match. Perfect match. They'll teach you. Don't worry about it. They'll teach you. If you never worked a sewing machine, don't worry about it. They'll teach you. If maybe they have other positions open, like pick and pack, who knows? So make a phone call.
And the documents, and the new documents.
Best place to make a phone call. Where's the best place to make a phone call?
Best place to make a phone call is...
I have the number here.
You have the number handy? Yes, sorry.
I do have the main number. It's 856-424-2510. Yeah, 2510. It's 856.
Say it again, slow.
I am. 856-424-2510. Or you can go to our website and just click on the Best Work Industries logo, and it'll take you right to their website, and you can find out all the information there. So what's on the horizon, John?
Well, what's on the horizon? Great question. You know, we're transitioning from a self-sustaining manufacturing facility to a full-service enterprise. And what that means is we're partnering with a major university to offer low vision services, assistive technology center for people who are blind, and down the road, vocational rehabilitative services. So we hope to get the low vision center up and running within the next 12 to 15 months is what we're working on. But that's going to be a great opportunity for people who are not only blind and visually impaired, but people who are all of a sudden realizing significant vision loss, change in their vision. South Jersey is a very underserved community in terms of low vision offerings, and we want to be able to make this available to people in the Cherry Hill area.
Oh, yeah. We have a phone call calling in from Hamilton, New Jersey. Paul, are you there? Paul,
hello.
From Hamilton, New Jersey, are you there?
Hi, Paul.
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, Paul.
Hello. Is this John?
This is John.
Hey, John. I visited your facility February 1st. I met with one of your employees. I was treated very nicely. A very unbelievable organization, but I also was looking to help out somehow and get a job in a higher level position. I'm a CPA, retired CPA. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I have a lot to offer. And yet I noticed that many companies like yours do not provide opportunities for higher level blind people who could add a great deal to the credibility of your company, because I have issues, you know, all you do is pay, you know, minimum wage people. And that's wonderful. I don't think that's bad. I think it's wonderful, but there's got to be a place, you know, for people like me to find work. And I did actually call you too, and I never got a return phone call, but anyway, what can you give me back about that situation?
Yeah, I understand, Paul, and I agree. You know, when I became the CEO in July of 2021, we only had one person who was blind on the indirect side of the business. Let's call it the back office for people who are not familiar with the indirect term. Now we have eight positions, and all of those positions, with the exception of one, were promoted from within. So we promoted people from within the organization who are blind and visually impaired. They either got cross-trained or upskilled to their new positions. I actually have four of my team leads now are people who are legally blind running my team. So like any company, I can't just hire people and give them a job. I actually have to have a requirement. And occasionally we do have, you know, job requirements that open up. For a while, we had an accounting manager, or, you know, our next level two accountant below my senior director was blind, but he moved on. But so when opportunities arise, we certainly do look at and consider people who are blind. But I can't just create a job that I don't have a requirement for, because I'm a business and I have to manage those overhead opportunities. But like I said, I'm very proud of the fact that we have four team leads right now who have been promoted from within. And we have four other positions on the indirect side that pay more, that have been upskilled, who are filled by people who are blind and visually impaired.
Thank you, Paul, for calling in. Appreciate the call.
That's excellent. You promote from within too. That is
I would say this way, for those folks that are listening, that if you are not interested in just a sewing machine operator, but you're looking for more, put a call in, and maybe, who knows, maybe they'll be looking for you down the road. So if it's not today, maybe next year. But the point is, did I say that right, John? That today you're not.
Yeah, looking, you know Michael, I'd add too, you know, Best Work Industries for the Blind is connected to National Industries for the Blind. We have, there are 104 blind agencies in 35 states around the country. We're certainly well connected. We have a mechanism through National Industries for the Blind called Insight that can help with job placements for people like, you know, Paul, who have higher skill levels that might not be available in Cherry Hill. But, you know, like any business, any person, you have to find a location that has that that requirement. I don't know if there are any other blind organizations around the country that are looking, you know, for CPAs right now, but that may be someplace, you know, that people can start as well.
Right. Yeah, well, there's got to be a fit. So
thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really, really appreciate
it. Yeah, thank you for having me again. I really appreciate the opportunity.
We got some really exciting stuff going on up there. And
a lot of things are happening with Best Work Industry. And I would say call now and you never know. Maybe they'll hire you. So the best way I can say is if you're looking for a job nearby that's let's just say not minimum wage, got nothing to lose, make a phone call. As they say, if you call, who knows? Maybe you'll get hired.
They got lots of good opportunities.
That's the best way to say it.
And they have jobs that are minimum wage, too. Right. They have both. Yeah.
They've got it all going on. So,
thank you all very much. I appreciate it. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you.
Same to you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. You are tuned in to the hottest radio show on Sunday evenings. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And we are heard all over the country, all over the world for that matter. This is Dave, and we've got Lynn, Michael, and we've got some special guests. Just heard from John up at Best Work Industries up in New Jersey. That was very interesting. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people calling tomorrow to find out about some of the job opportunities up there.
Yeah, it's a great organization.
Yep, and that sounds like that's in your, you must have been in your old stomping grounds, wasn't it?
No, I'm from North Jersey.
Oh, North Jersey.
It's a big difference.
I guess so. I don't know the geography of New Jersey.
It's the difference between Taylor ham and egg sandwiches or pork roll and egg sandwiches.
They both sound good and make me hungry.
They say Taylor ham, and down there they say pork roll. But anyway, no, I'm from the last exit on the Garden State Parkway, and Cherry Hill is way down there near Philly.
Well, see, I'm from Florida, and we just call it New Jersey. That's it. You're just New Jersey. Well, you're way up there, you know, so that's okay. But anyway, yeah. It was interesting for
sounds
sure.
Sounds like they have great, you know, great pay, great benefits.
It does at that. And if I was a little younger, I might be heading up there.
So, David, you're going to do your trivia and then Haley's going to read a poem.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Okay. Don't mind if I do.
Okay.
Well, you know, my friends in the Blind and Beyond Radio listening audience, it is St. Patty's Day. And you can't see I'm wearing a green right now, but if you're not wearing green, you're in trouble. It means you could get pinched. And being colorblind doesn't get you off the hook.
I'm only wearing olive green.
I
don't have anything Kelly green. Irish green.
You know what? I went visiting a friend's house who was blind and his wife is blind. Well, you know, Tom Moore and his wife to help him on ham radio. And he's got a son who's sighted. So I didn't have any green on him. We stopped the car and I quick grabbed something because their son is sighted and he's like 6 years old, but he would still know I wasn't wearing green. So I've got it together just in the nick of time.
Speaking of clothes, one second. What was what's Ellie's shirt say? I forgot.
Happy go lucky.
Happy go lucky shirt.
Very good. Hey, that fits that fits St. Patty's Day as well.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So as many of you know, I was a musician. I still am, actually, guitar player and singer around town. And over the years, there was one song that came up more than all the rest of them. And it's this song by a guy who actually is from Ireland. And Chris, if you let her rip, let's hear the song and tell me who did this tune. Call 407-894-1680 and tell me who did this song. Right, Chris?
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow, gone down the old man.
All right, that's probably good there, Chris, if you can fade her out. There you go. That was a song by an almost connection to St. Patty's Day, an Irish singer and songwriter. And I bet you know who did that song. Give us a call at 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. New calls, if you haven't called in before, you get preferential treatment. You get to the front of the line. So if you're driving, get in a safe place, give us a call, 407-894-1680. Who did that song?
You have one caller already, David. Let's see who else calls in and maybe.
Oh yeah, the lines are going to be jammed. But yeah, but if you called in before and hasn't been within the last 30 days that you've won a prize, still call in because you never know. The first person might not know. They think they know and they don't. They could guess the wrong first name or something, and we have to go.
Dave, Haley's going to read her St. Patrick's Day poem while we're waiting.
Haley.
All right.
Let's hear it.
I wish that you get a truly Irish luck. I wish that you smile this day. I wish that you wear green and have a lovely day. I wish that you celebrate with company of your family and friends, with love in your heart to make a wonderful and lovely start. For St. Patrick's Day, wish you a wonderful and lovely day. And that is my St. Patrick's Day poem.
Thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. Good. It has been a lovely day, so.
It has been.
Having you guys on made it extra, makes it extra fun. So, we thank everyone for tuning in to the Blind and Beyond show here on an extra special day, St. Patrick's Day.
And after your trivia, Haley has a trivia.
So that would be good. I'm anxious to hear hers. So yeah. So Chris, let us know when you've got a couple folks. I guess he's probably juggling the telephones right now.
Right, you don't hear from him.
Yeah, we're gonna have we may have to get some more operators for Chris because he's I've seen him. He's juggles. He's got one phone on one ear, one phone on the other ear, and it's crazy.
So you used to you told me you used to play this song a lot.
A lot. Every time I play it out, I would get a request for that song. People love to sing that, to hear that song. They love to sing along. There's a la 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 part where they, you know, you don't have to know the words at that point. So, and for some reason, every time I sang that song, every young lady thought I was singing it to them, you know. So it's interesting. My sister would love to hear that song. When I sing it to Brenda, I need to change the words to blue-eyed girl, so. But, all right. Mr. Chris, do you have any calls for us? I know you've got a call, but.
Well, yes, I do.
I thought you might.
Yeah, I got a first-time caller calling in from West Palm Beach, Florida.
I know where that is. That's cool. Who's that?
His name is Gary.
Gary, cool.
And then, of course, we got our good friend Bill from Delray Beach, Florida.
Oh, South is represented today. That's good.
They are hot. They are too hot to trot.
They think they know music, too. So, it's Gary in West Palm Beach. How are you, sir?
Doing well, thank you.
Did you just tune in to the show? Have you ever listened to us before?
I've listened to your show. I love your music. I've never called before. I'm a little bit occupied with a lot of chemo.
I got you. Well, we appreciate you calling in. And who do you think sang that song, Gary?
It sounds like Mick Jagger.
You are close, Gary, but I hate to tell you, it's not Mick Jagger.
Man, who is it?
Oh, no, I can't tell you yet because there's someone else behind you. But tune in because I'll tell you in just a second. And you're going to, as soon as I tell you, you're going to say, oh, I knew that. So,
man,
call
I can't
us again
I got
sometime.
It wrong. I'm going to be.
Thank you for calling,
yes, sir,
Gary.
I promise you.
That's
we'll
all right,
you,
Gary.
Honey,
hang
have
on
more
there, buddy.
Trivia. We're going to have more trivia.
Okay.
Keep
thank
on listening.
You, honey.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir, always. Yes, sir.
All right, brother. And let's see, who do we have next, Mr. Chris?
We got Bill from Delray Beach, Florida.
Tell people to stick around because sometimes the first person doesn't always know. So, Bill, I'm glad you stuck around. How are you, man?
I know Bill knows it.
Good. How are you guys?
Good, sir. Do you know who did that song?
That's Van Morrison.
Van Morrison. You are correct, sir. And guess what? You win a Subway gift card, $10 gift card coming your way. So stick on the line there, and Chris will get your information. Lunch is on us with Subway.
Thanks very much, guys.
Hey, thanks for bailing me out because they ask too hard of questions sometimes. So I appreciate you calling in.
All right. My pleasure.
All right. You done good, mister. Thanks, Bill.
Okay,
all righty. You know, Dave, we still have a few minutes. Haley, how about you do your trivia?
All right.
While we have time.
Hey, why not?
In honor of having my daughter with me, and she is a big Disney girl,
I'm
going to do a Disney trivia question.
Cool. People will know that.
Yeah. Who was the first Disney princess?
The first Disney princess,
my friends. Anyone listening, call us. 407-894-1680.
Let's see if anybody gets it, Ellie. Thanks.
Haley wants to know who was the first Disney princess.
All righty.
So I want to know, too.
Now they have so many princesses, right? I mean, I don't know all those princesses. Don't tell the answer, Ellie.
I can't keep up with all of it. But yeah, Ellie knows. She knows exactly who it is, I'm sure.
You said who was the first Disney princess?
Yep.
Oh, that's easy. Malaya.
That's his oldest daughter.
I thought it was me.
It could be. Oh. But you're too young.
Yeah, I think you just missed it by the height requirement.
Yeah, I think you're a bit too young there, miss.
So. Do the girls like Disney, Chris?
I'm Disneyed out.
You're Disneyed out? Yeah.
Me too, dude.
I don't want to do no more AI or Disney.
Yeah.
They do some great stuff, but you know, after the first 50 times of going to Disney World, I'm taking a break.
All right.
Well, let's see. We'll be answering the call soon.
But... Did you do anything special today, David, for St. Patrick's Day?
Not really. I'm embarrassed because, you know, my mom was a Gillivan. She was, her family, celebrated St. Patty's Day big time. Everything was, every Irish connection you could think of, they celebrate. So I still get a St. Patty's Day card from my uncle's daughter, which is cool. But anyway, so I didn't really do anything Irish, yet I do have a Guinness sitting in the fridge. I may have to indulge in another hour or two.
Yeah, we better give out the phone number, David, for the new callers.
Yep, I'm going to give out that number again. Operators are standing by. That number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Punch it into your phone. If you got one of those old-fashioned rotary dial ones.
Haley, would you want to give your question out again? Oh, you have people?
I do have two callers.
Oh, goody.
All right.
All right, we got our good friend Sheila.
I know her.
And then we have Wildwood in the building.
Who?
And who?
Chris from Wildwood.
Oh, Chris.
We had a new caller for Dave.
You missed a new caller, Mike.
Yeah.
He's telling you now who's on the
yeah. So we got Sheila and we got Chris. So that's okay. No new ones this time, but we could give it another 10 seconds maybe. If there's a new caller that wants to call in, you'll get in the front of the line. But we want to know who the first Disney princess was. And that's important. Disney princess. You know, check your memory banks. And new callers get in first, but otherwise, just a couple seconds, and we will go to, I think, Miss Sheila. She's still too young to have been the first Disney princess, though, so
it cannot
be her. All right. I think we're going to need to do it.
Is there anybody else, Chris, on the line?
That's it.
Okay, Haley, who was first?
All right, Sheila was first.
Okay.
Sheila.
Hey guys, nice. Happy St. Nice. Patrick's Day.
Same to
happy
you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm getting ready to eat my corned beef and cabbage.
Oh, good for you. I was going to ask you what you're doing.
Did you make it?
Absolutely.
So did I. I made today too. I actually ate it too.
Oh, you show offs. Good for you guys. I haven't even had any corned beef and cabbage yet today, but.
Well, I'm sorry, Dave.
I've got plenty. I'll be happy to share.
I appreciate anyway, it. Well, like I say, I will go for that Guinness later, though, just because.
I think the answer is Snow White, but I'm not
is she sure. Right?
You are correct. It is Snow White.
Ding, ding, ding.
1937.
So she just got a $10 gift card from Subway.
Sheila.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Right,
enjoy lunch on us. Have a good night.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Enjoy that corned beef.
All right. Michael says,
did you want to say hi to Chris from Wildwood?
Sure.
I'd like to say hi to Chris.
Yeah, Chris from Wildwood.
Oh, Sheila beat him. Okay.
Hey, Michael. Chris from Wildwood, are you still there?
Or he hung up. Did he hang up?
He hung up.
Chris. I think we may have lost Chris, but Chris, we always appreciate you, man, and thank you for always being so
hello cool there. How y'all doing this great afternoon?
Fantastic oh, there day. You are. Hey, Chris. Good. How are you, man?
I'm doing quite
how you
well.
Doing, babe?
I'm doing good. I just want to say thank you all, and y'all just keep up the good work, and I'll try to get in on the next call.
Okay.
You are the man. I'm sorry you all missed right. this time, but we appreciate you always being there and always appreciate your support.
All right, then. God be with y'all. All right.
You too, man. Calling anytime.
Thank you, Chris, over there in Wildwood. Right,
Chris in Wildwood.
In the song Wildwood by Bobby Rydell.
Yeah, except it's the wrong Wildwood.
Then there's the Wildwood Flower. That's something totally different. That was popular, too.
What? I didn't hear what you said.
A song called folks. The Wildwood Flower.
Oh.
Don't forget, folks, if you missed any part of this show or any of the last 8.5 years of the shows, you can go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and they're all there. More than 400 shows.
Wow.
Plus this one will be done tonight or tomorrow. You can listen to this show if you missed any part of this show.
It's fun.
Soon you'll be able to hear our great granddaughter talk if she's around.
If she comes. When you want them
yeah,
to talk.
It's a shame. Anyway, we're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's true.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.